AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The CDC says a record number of Americans died of drug overdoses last year, more than 107,000. The previous record was set the year before, 2020. Louisiana Republican Congressman Steve Scalise says it's out of control.
I had a high school group in from my district not long ago, and I asked them, how many of you know somebody who's died of a drug overdose? Do you know every single kid raised his hand? Every single one.
Experts say the coronavirus pandemic has made the problem worse as lockdowns and other restrictions isolated those with drug addictions and made treatment harder to get. The government says consumer prices remain high, but the AP Sagar Magani reports there are signs this could be peaking.
On a month-to-month basis, prices rose 0.3% from March to April, still elevated, but the smallest jump in 8 months. Ongoing price hikes remain a financial problem for households and a major political one for President Biden.
Deputy White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the Biden administration is working to boost supply of baby formula.
They're working closely with industry to maximize their production capabilities by opening new lines for products in high demand, expediting FDA reviews to more efficiently get supply out, and expanding hours of operation for manufacturers.
An Arizona prisoner is set to become the first person executed in the state in 8 years after the U.S. Supreme Court rejected a last-minute appeal to halt his death by lethal injection. The court issued the decision before Clarence Dixon's execution for the killing of a college student in 1978. The European Union will no longer recommend medical masks be worn at airports and on planes starting next week amid the easing of coronavirus restrictions across the bloc. A Kremlin-installed official in southern Ukraine, seized by Russian troops, says that area will ask Moscow to annex it. This is AP News. A woman who now fights for the rights of other women to access abortion through the group We Testify knows what it's like to be in their place.
Emma Hernandez was a 21-year-old college student working full-time, helping support her sister's kids as well as some younger siblings when she found herself pregnant.
Abortion has so much to do with an individual saying, I'm not ready in this moment. To actually proceed with this pregnancy.
She eventually wants children.
There's a whole host of things that I've been able to accomplish in the years since my abortion that would not have been possible without making that decision.
Hernandez says like getting a full ride scholarship to college, graduating in 4 years, and now being in grad school. I'm Julie Walker.
A man rescued from a raft off the coast of New England in 2016 after his boat sank is facing charges he killed his mother at sea to inherit the family estate. Ed Donahue, AP News.